This event has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. So just get comfortable and take a couple of deep breaths. Take a few moments and allow yourself to focus on your heart. Begin to focus on the rhythm of the heart. And with each breath, allow that rhythm to begin to slow. And as the rhythm slows, your physical body begins to relax. You may even feel your shoulders drop a little. Your sit bones become a little more comfortable in the chair. Feeling the tension leave your body, drain out. And as you do this, your brain wave frequency begins to slow as well. You begin to move out of beta brain wave into alpha. Very slowly. Allowing yourself to move into a state of openness. Openness to the divine. And allow that Christ energy to begin to open you even more. You might perceive it as waves of energy moving through you, a ripple effect. Allow it to perhaps even be a gentle dance movement through you. As you allow the cells of your body to begin to receive the grace, both the unconditional love of the Christic energy, as well as the graceful fluidity that accompanies it. And just allow that to wash through your body with the intention that anything non-beneficial or less than it that you're ready to release can begin now to flow down through your body, out your hands and out your feet. Just allowing it to be fertilizer for Mother Earth. She will take it and transmute it. So just take a couple of deep breaths and allow that to really move through you. Feeling the symbiotic relationship between your physicalness, your subtle bodies, and the Christic energy. We humans often live our lives through habits. It's like watching a leaf fall from a tree, allowing the winds to blow it however the winds desire. It's how most of us have lived our life and experienced life, allowing life to direct us. we're really being requested to step into a role of higher self-responsibility, to begin to move into more nurturing and more lovingness of ourselves and what it is we are truly meant to be. That's different for each of us. For some of us, it's to be in loving service to those around us. Some it may be in your workplace to be that loving, neutral light. For some it may be a healer, maybe a teacher, it may be an accountant, doesn't matter. To take the responsibility to be purely in your own authentic self. It is indeed a simple choice that we either forget we have the right to make it, or we simply don't understand we have the right to make it. It's so easy to move into the old patterns of addictive behavior, to be seduced into the drama of life, into those low vibrational frequency way of being. Most of us are taught to live that way, taught to belittle ourselves, taught to believe that we cannot move beyond the level we're at. Those beliefs hold us back from really, truly experiencing our own vibrancy, our own beautiful, beautiful light of who we are. It is in the recognition of your truth that will allow you to then begin to unfold your path, to unfold your growth. So right now, we're going to allow this beautiful, loving energy to make whatever adjustments within us that we're ready to allow within our minds, reprogramming our brains. You may think of it as data files that are no longer viable or beneficial for you. And you're allowing them to be removed and deleted, making more room for your own acknowledgement of your truth. Allow this energy just to systematically begin to delete those old non-functioning files. One of the key files that we're being asked to remove is your judgment of self. Prior probably 99% of how you judge yourself comes from others. It's really not even from you. So to begin to ask God to take these judgments that originally were not yours and take them back to the light now. It's a long list of them. I can't. I'm not good enough. I'm less than. I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough. I'm not capable enough. I can't do this. Who am I to think I can do this? I don't have the knowledge to do this. Others are better than me. Others can do this better. All of those beliefs, allow the light to lead them for you now. You might even want to hear the repetitive word, delete, 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 delete. Be present within yourself right now. And allow yourself to look energetically into your heart and see and feel that spark of light within the center core in that sacred space of your heart. And it now has room to grow. So see it as it becomes larger and brighter. Open up your senses and let this light expand until it fills you completely. Your physical body is this light. And allow yourself to experience the light and the love of who you are now. And allow that wisdom as you experience it to fill your subconscious and your conscious mind, reprogramming it to this frequency now. Allowing that reprogramming to strengthen and deepen to whatever level you're ready. And then allow it to stretch even deeper. From this space of beingness, of your own authentic light, can see out beyond you and begin to see that which surrounds you, work situation, life situations that are filled with negativity and low vibrational frequency. From this place of beingness, see how they look different now. Allow this to move you into greater levels of compassion for all that you observe. As for the greater virtue of wisdom to come into you, it's this beautiful, brilliant, violet ray of light. Ask it to fill you with the knowledge, the experience, and then the wisdom of how to function with these outside things, these outside situations and people. You may not consciously get messages. It doesn't matter. It's allowing that virtue of wisdom to integrate into your cells, beyond your DNA, into the particles and waveforms of your beingness. So that not only are you capable of seeing the illusions of the negativity, but that you will begin to be able to have the wisdom to handle them, to be with them, and still maintain this centered place of loving beingness. And now look beyond all of those illusions and see what's beyond them. Allow yourself to move into a place of openness. Feel yourself floating in that openness, aware of your light. You may even begin to see other bodies of light around you. It's like a dark sky full of bright starlights, you being one of the stars. And just allow yourself to experience that feeling. Revel in it. Be in the joy and the love of it. Feel that joy expanding, lifting you higher, seeing yourself completely surrounded by others that are of light and love. Know that now you are capable of bringing these beings of light into your life, into your beingness. Knowing that as you connect with others that are of the light, that it amplifies and expands the light. Allowing that that's less than it to recede and no longer be. Take a moment and allow your conscious mind to integrate this feeling now. And allow any doubts or resistance to be washed away. Giving your conscious mind permission to begin to move into this beingness fully now. And just allow yourself to move into deeper levels of integration. And whenever you're ready, you can just begin to bring your awareness back in the space, back in the room, knowing that you've been sealed and protected. Consciously remembering all. And it is done. It is so.